Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Hei. Sanhedrin daf Mem Hei. And we are starting from the Mishnah. But there's a couple of points before the Mishnah, as we mentioned yesterday. The sugi came up of Kibben Shehigit Shuvah Nechozu Magid. That was the last sugi that came up yesterday. You might have thought that it's an amazing halach. If you think about it, the Edom are sitting there. The Edom said, we made up the story. We did not, Reuven did not kill Shimon. We lied about it. The Beis Din does not accept their retraction because of the halacha of kivin shegid shuvah nechozer magid. Once they testify in court, then they cannot change their testimony. And even though the guy, the victim himself, defendant says, I didn't do it, and the Edom say, I didn't do it. So nobody's saying that he did it anymore. But it doesn't matter. Still, we put the guy to death. I mean, Bezin will try to maybe find the schus, but if they can't find the schus, then that's it. What is the svara for kivin shehigit? So we mentioned in the past, but each time we do it, it's an important source to mention, and that is the Ritva in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Yud Ches. The Ritva quotes three different sources. What is the basis for the principle of kivin shehigit shuvah nechozer magid? The Gemara never quotes a source, but the Rishonim quote a source. As the Ritva quote has them all three. Yesh Pirshu. Some say, what is the source of kivat shehigid to hanafka midachsiv im lo yagid v'nasav ono. If you don't testify, and you have a chiyuv to testify in the context of a carbon shuas edus v'nasav ono kivat shelo higid b'tchila binyan zeh shebalo mar achshav shuvin echozu magid. Formal halacha, it says im lo yagid, if you don't say, once you don't say, you can never say. Like it says by Yibam, Asher lo yivne es beis achiv, kivet shlo bana shuv lo yivne. Once you don't try to do Yibam once, so then you never can do Yibam in the future. So similar, drasha kivet shehigid, shuv lo yagid. Formal din. That is number one. The Ritva says, v'yacherim pirshu, the acherim say, no, dim timsi lomar chozu magad, it's a svara. If you say that a person can retract their testimony, then you'll never have a karban shvuas ha'edus. So what's the karban shvuas ha'edus? What is that brought? If somebody, in Parshas Vayikra, if somebody knows testimony about their friend regarding money, and I deny knowing the testimony, and I swear about it, and then eventually I admit to it, that is a karban shvuas ha'edus. But 1 minute, if you can retract your testimonies, then you'll never be able to bring a karban shvuah, because, oh no, I didn't mean it. What do you mean you didn't mean it? That's the whole point of a karban shvuah. The low tips of karban shvuah se'edus, the la'olam chozer magid. The karav lazeh, here's Rashi's on. He thinks this is Rashi pshat. Eino chozer magid, the gabi edus chada hagada ksiva, im lo yagid. One Haggadah, what's the svar for one Haggadah? The Ritva things, this is the svar, that you'll never have a carbon shvuah. V'loni hira, and then he says, I don't agree with this pshat. T'chiv shvuas edus, enu ela b'mi shekava shidus v'lo higgins. Exactly the point. You b'chayv a carbon shvuah when you don't retract. Right, when you're not a chozerbo. V'yalzeroi l'chayv a carbon, afilu chozerbo magad eduso. Or maybe even if you do retract, if you originally denied it and swore about it, so then you will be chayiv a carbon shvuah. And then he also doesn't like the first shot. It'll be ze'atam ein apir sharisha mechuvar, t'lo shaykh l'midrash be midi, b'mi shehei bevezdin. So he likes the third shot. Aval hanachon, denafkal anai pirusha, milo yagid, midachsiv, apishnayim edim, yakum davar. Based on the testimony of two witnesses, the item will stand, will be established. Says the Ritva, Alma, Koma Sheid Bebezdin Miskayim Adin L'Schus L'Lachov Al'Alter. Once testimony is given, then the item stands. The item is established. If you can be Chozer Magid, that's not called being established. If you can just retract it, that's not Yakum Davar. There's no Kiyum there. Because there's no kiyum there, that's why you can't be chozer magid. Those are the three pshat of the Ritva quotes, a formal din of one haggadah, or number two, a svara, you'll never have a carbon shvuas edus. Number three, a pihesh edim yakum davar, it has to be established, and if it's not established, so that's not called a kiyum. The other sugya that came up yesterday that we really did not have time to go into, and that is davening to malachim. Right, the Rashi came up yesterday again. There was many of the Mefarshim quote the Rashi from yesterday's Pshat of yesterday's Gemara, where the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "La'olam yivakish adam rachamim sheyihu hakol ma'amsin es kocho." That's what the Gemara said. Everybody should ask for rachamim that though there are, everybody joins them and strengthens them. Hakom ma'amsin es kocho. And that's where Rashi says, the malachei ashori shemi bimisayeyami, levakish rachamim. So based on that Rashi, that is the Rashi that is quoted by the Achronim to defend the practice of saying the Slicha of Machlisei Rachamim at the end of Slichas and others. The Maharal Beferish is against it. Maharal, he might have known he knew the Rashi, I'm sure, but either he disagreed or he thought Rashi was saying something else. Writes in the Sivos Olam, Aval anu noagim loma machnisei rachamim ve'ein ze ra'ui ki davar ze ki'ilu mispalel el malachim sheyachnisu rachameinu v'lo masanu ze. You don't do this. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to davar to Hashem. It's one of the animamins. One of the animamins, the Rambam tells us in Pirshei Mishnayos later on in Sanhedrin, that the fifth animamin, Shehu Yisaleh, Shehu Ra'ui La'avdol, or Mola Farsim, God Lusof, Mash Buso, Ve'ein Osin Kain, L'masha L'matami Menu, B'mitzius, Min HaMalachim, V'hakochavim V'hagalgalim, you're not allowed to dive into it with any intermediary, Shefi Shekula Mutba'im B'pu'ulosehem, She'ein Lahem Shilton, V'lo B'chira, El Ritzoni Yisaleh, everything else is an intermediary, you can't dive into them. Even not, you're not serving them. But the Rambam says you can't even dive into them. So back to the Maharal. Ein zesh anu mevakshim in a mesib shispalu aleinu. Even when you go to a cemetery, Yonah the Yoma. Not really Nisan, but other Erev Yomtis, some have the minhag of going to Pesach Varis. So says the Maharal. Mr. Brewer quotes this idea also in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. When we go to a cemetery, we don't dive into that. We shouldn't. Even though the minhag olam is to talk to the niftarim, but to the krovim. But, says the Maharal, maybe a better idea would be to dive into Hashem bizchus the niftarim. Hashem, please, bizchus the mitzvahs that this great person did, you know, help me. That's what the Maharal says. In zeh shanu mavakshim min ha-mesim shispalu aleinu, rak anu ha-holchal ha-mesim ha-kvaris, u mischabrim l'mesim, shegam ha-mesim yischabru l'chaim, v'yivakshu rachim ma-yisrael. You all dive it together. So then he says, how could you go to a tzaddik? How could you go to a tzaddik to daven for you? Right? Isn't that what's the difference between going to a tzaddik and going to a malach? Or even maybe he says going to a cemetery and davening to Hashem, and he seems to note that the mesim also daven to Hashem, but you don't daven to the mesim. So says the Maharal, there's a difference between people and angels, because people have a mitzvah of chesed. People have a mitzvah of chesed. Even if they don't no longer have a mitzvah of chesed, but they were at least shayach to the mitzvah of chesed earlier in their life. Mashiachim, angels have nothing to do with chesed. And therefore, there is no problem with going to people to ask them to daven. Okay, so this is the Maharal and the Rambam and others who are against this. But, well, we should know that there are those that defend the practice. There are others that defend the practice based on this Rashi. There's a tshuva of the Mahari Bruna and others. Rav Moshe discusses it as well. He does what called Midah Nechona, the Hashem Hashem. That's Lichas. That's where it also comes up. They say it's not really davening to Malachim. It's just really Derech Shiflus Va'anava. That's the language of the Mahari Bruna. It's just a lowering myself, holding myself in a humble manner. That is what these Lichas mean, even if you don't take them literally. Okay, so that's a sugi that comes up. Sanhedrin Dach Ben Dalam Abayz. That's the Rashi. And now we move on. Mishnah. As we know, yesterday we started two days ago we started the sixth parak, and the beginning of the parak talks about skila, right? The first of the dalamisas that we are going to discuss. So the Mishnah continues. When we walk the nidon, the one who was convicted and he has chayiv misa, so when he's four amos away from the place where we are going to be mekayim the mitzvah of skila with him. Rachel is a skila arba amos. Mafshit rasos begada. We start taking off his clothes. Ha'ish mechasen oso milafana ve'isha milafaneha umi achareha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say for a man we leave a little bit in front, and for a woman on both sides, in front and in back. Tznius. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim omrim ha'ish niskal arum ve'in isha niskal asaruma. No, we don't touch a woman. Woman is fully clothed. A man is only niskal arum and not a woman. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, quoting the Tosefta, Ha'ish mechasen oso perek echad milafanav, a man we cover a certain area in front, ve'isha shnei perakam milafanem me'alchareha mipnei shekula erva, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. A woman has more part of a larger part of her body categorized as erva, and therefore that has to be covered. Again, there are different types of, the different levels of erva. There's a certain type of erva that every man has the isser of seeing on another woman. But let's say, let me ask, what about a husband and wife? What about a husband and wife? We know the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Nida that there's certain, parts of the body that a husband is not supposed to look at, while his wife is in Nida. The Makomos HaMechusim. So what does the Makomos HaMechusim mean? So Rav Moshe explains the Shulchan Aruch as the parts, the Makomos HaMechusim normally when she's at home with her husband. Meaning, let's say a woman doesn't cover her hair in her house, when her husband is there. I make her a din, she's home alone with her husband. Let's say a woman wears long sleeves outside the house and short sleeves inside the house. What's with her husband? The husband does not let her look at the arms. So the Ramosha says, anything that's usually uncovered in the house, it's fine. A husband is allowed to see that during Bimistakel, Bimehanida. So was that erva? So is that erva for other people and not for the wife? So the different levels of erva regarding different contexts and different halachos that come up. So here the Gemara uses a flexible term, mipnei shekula erva. Much of her body is erva, and therefore the woman has to be more covered when she is put to death. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim, ha'ish niskal arum, v'in isha niskal aruma. No, Rabbi Yehuda again say, an isha is not niskal aruma at all. My tamayad Rabbanan, what's the reason for the Rabbanan? Based on the Pasuk. Amar Kura, v'ragmu oso, we stone him. My oso, what does it mean, him? Ile ma oso v'lo oso. What is it to tell me that a woman is never put to death? That's not true. V'haksiv, the Pasuk says, v'hotseisa is ha'ishahu, o es ha'isha ha'hi. Right, we take the man or the woman out, who's chayvis, and put him to death. You see, a woman is, it can't be oso v'lo oso. So, ela my oso b'lo k'suso, ha'osa v'k'suso. Tacham darshin oso, what's the diyuk, the miyut? The miyut is that we stone a man, not dressed, but a woman, we do stone only b'k'suso. Only b'k'suso when she is fully clothed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that drasha? Oso b'lo k'suso, loshta ish, loshta isha, no. That oso v'lo k'suso, him, without his k'sus, that's man or woman, right? There's no difference. As Rashi says on the first skinny line, shahari ein kan miyut, there is no miyut here. V'hish v'akos of isha le'ish l'kol misa sheba Torah. The Gemara says in Baba Kama and elsewhere that we compare a man to and a woman to all misas in the Torah, right? And regarding Haruge Bezdin, they are compared. That's the machlokas. The, what did the Tosefta add? I think it quoted the reasons. Mipnei Shekula Erva. Mipnei Shekula Erva. Quoted that. And then it went into my Tamayo Durabanan. I think it's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. My Tosefta, the Gemara does that. Quotes as Tosefta. It's very similar, but it has one or two words. Lameimra, says the Gemara. Okay, so what kind of machlokas do we have here? Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says that a man is stoned, unclothed. And the woman is still fully clothed. And Rabbi Yehuda said, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. The Chachamim say, no, a woman, I said it the other way, the Chachamim say that a woman is clothed when she is killed, not a man. And the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they're both, we take their ksus off both of them. So, Lameimra, is that to tell me, Rabban and Chayshi Lihirhura, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Chayshi Lihirhura? You're right, it's based on psukim. But is there also svara behind it? Says the Gemara, why would we say that a woman we keep the ksus on a woman? Because we're choshesh that if she is not clothed, that might lead to hira avera by the kohanim around. So that is why we are horig a woman only when she has her clothes on. So you see, the rabbanon are choshesh lehirhor, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayesh lehirhor. Rabbi Yehuda is not choshesh. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried, and therefore one can remove her clothes. Rashi says, again, Lehir Hura, if you don't say this reason is also included, right, it's not just a pasuk, according to the Rabbanan, but if you don't say this reason is included, says the Rashi, Nehid l'Rabbanan lo atzrecha kor l'hafshita, find the Rabbanan don't need a pasuk to be mafsha to take the clothes off, but still you might say this counter pressure here, because if she has her clothes on, she'll be killed slower. It'll take her longer to die. And therefore, you might say that you dafka want to take it off because she'll die quicker. So if you say you keep her clothes on, it must be that there's a counter pressure, good reason for her, for Bezdin to say that she keeps her ksus on. That's the deal. It must be because besides the diuk, it must be there's a svara involved. But if that's true, we learn the opposite in Meseches Sota. Says the Mishnah in Sota, Ditznan. HaKohen Oches Bivagadah. The Kohen grabs her clothing. Im Nikru Nikru. If they happen to rip as the Kohen gets her ready to drink the Me'amarim, Rashi says, Kedera kol ha-nikra'im. They rip. Meaning if it rips, if somewhat, so then we don't care. We are embarrassing her. And that's part of the process. Part of the process to help her also admit to what she did. And then we won't have to or have Shem Hashem erased. And the process will not continue. Asha Megalas Liba. Until we're Megalas Liba. V'so Sarah Syra. And we uncover her hair. We literally mess up her hair, but I'll cover her hair. So we know this is one of the, this is the source in the Torah. The other pasuk of a woman's halacha of covering her hair. Kisi Rosh. Remember, I got an email a couple of months ago. Sorry, let's do one of my shiurim on Kisi Rosh. And they said, yeah, what kind of backhanded makar is this? Of Kisi Rosh Lanashim, couldn't we find a better source, you know, and the, if it's such a, if such, if this is the source, do we have to take it so seriously? So the answer is that the halacha is the halacha. Right? The halacha is, yes, we find sources for, they darshan the source from here, but the halacha is true. That comes Misora from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rabbanan throughout the ages try to figure out certain makoros for halachas in the Torah. But even if a makor seems somewhat stretched to us, you know, that doesn't take away one iota from the strength and the authority of halacha. The halacha is fully the halacha. You have to know exactly there are many within the halacha. There are different details of when and how and how much, and that's not for now. And is it some just 2 days ago? Somebody quoted that major machlokas aposkin. Is a sheitel the best or is a sheitel the worst? Right, so machlokas aposkin. Lubavitch Rebbe says the sheitel is the best. That's why all Chabad, they always sheitels. Why? Because they say it's the best cover. It covers everything. And other Sephardic poskim say it's also wear sheitel. Why? Because it takes away the whole point. Right. So even within the topic is many different details. But either way, this is the source. Not brought here, but brought elsewhere. But this is Vesoser Asira. So again, back to the context that we're talking about. Says the Mishnah in Sota that a Kohen grabs her begadim, and if they rip, they rip. We're not worried about it. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. So you see the Chachamim are not worried about hear her leading to Avera. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im haya liba na'eh, lo'ay magalehu. No, if she's a pretty woman, so then you don't do that. You're worried. Vim hayasara no elohayasosro. Meaning you're worried about hearer. So Rabbi Yehuda is worried. So over here by the putting the woman to death, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried. And over there by Nisha Sota, he is worried. And the Chachamim are just the opposite. Over here by putting the woman to death, they are worried. And over there, they're not worried. So Gemara says, I'm a rabba? No. Hasam hayinu taima. There, you know why the Chachamim are not worried, and Rabbi Yehuda is worried. Why is Rabbi Yehuda worried there? You know why we're worried? Over here, the woman's being put to death. What, they're going to think she's pretty? She's being killed. Right? So there's no worry of hear her. Mashekin over there, maybe the woman is innocent. You're right, she's not a tzadekes. Right? She's still, remember, Anisha Sota still went into seclusion. Had yichud with this man after being told that she shouldn't, and she did it in front of witnesses. So she's a prutza, but she is not a, she didn't do an aveira, therefore she could live. And therefore she's going to leave the bezis, that could be a problem. But acha hamikdala, but here, haka mikdala, she's being killed, and therefore there is no worry. V'chite masi this garure bachranaisa. Aye, but maybe this is just going to put the perche kahuna in a certain mode, and therefore this woman A is going to cause them to have hearer, but that will lead for them to do other things with other women. Maraba gimir, Rabba says no. Ein yitzara shola del b'mishen avroos. No, the worry is the woman in front of you. The worry is the woman in front of you, and therefore, That's all halacha has to worry about. The Yisahar is sholeit in terms of what is in front of my eyes. So that answers the stira between Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, by here, we're not worried because she's being killed. And Hashem came by Nisha Sota, we are worried because she might walk out of Besdin. Tosa says, the second little Tosos, Elba Masha Ein of Roos, V'had Amars of Perakama de Megillah, doesn't it say in Megillah, Kola Omer Rachav, Rachav Miyad Nikri, whoever used to say Rachav, Rachav, right, the wife, the Chazal tells the wife of Yeshua ben Nun, the earlier, the one who hid the two Meraglim that were sent by Yeshua to spy on the city of Yericho. So Rachav was a very beautiful woman, so whoever used to even say her name used to all of a sudden just be put into a trance and lose themselves, because she was so so you see there that even though she's not in front of everybody, just saying her name conjures up the memory of Rachav. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam biyoda umakira. There, you knew what she looks like, even though you don't see her in front of you now, but you knew her beforehand. You've seen her once, and once you've seen her and know her, so then that's why Kalita, so Masha Ein of Roos, being even what your eyes had seen in the past. Right, and this is also something that's brought up in the postgim in terms of the sugya of Kalisha. Right, what about the radio? Listening to a woman's voice on the radio, even if I don't see her in front of me. So certain postgim say, if you ever saw her and one knows what she looks like, so then that is more chamor than if I don't know what they look like. If I have no idea who the person is, so then there is more room to be flexible. Adding on another, some of the other kulas, if it's Shirei Kodesh, and it's a whole group singing. So again, there are more kulas if I don't know what it's in front, but I'm not saying all the poskim say that's mutter. But there, at least there is more, room, lahakel, if I don't know what they look like. So that's what Tosfos says. There is a, Ben Yehoyada here. Just only the Ben Yehoyada can think of, come up with the following. Ben Yehoyada says, what do you mean, Masha Einov Roos? So Ayin. So he doesn't quote this from the Gra. The first half of the word is the Gra, and then you have the that he adds on. So right, we know Ayin Tachas Ayin. What does the Gra say? Ayin Tachas Ayin. How do you know it's not literal? Tachas Ayin. You go to what's under the letters Ayin Yud Nun to know what you do for Ayin. After Ayin is Pei. After Yud is Kaf. After Nun is Samach. You put those letters together, it spells Kesef. Ayin, so what do you do if you knock on somebody's eye? Tachas ayin. You look under ayin, you have the letters kesef there. Fine, that's money. That's the grub. But if you, kesef also doesn't only mean money, there's another translation for kesef. Right, the kesef mishnah. Why is the kesef mishnah called the kesef mishnah on the Rambam? Yesterday was his yard site. Why is it called the kesef mishnah? Kisuf means to yearn. Right, ka'ayot tarog al fikim mayim. Right, and that has right in there. It has the in that paragraph. It has the verb of kolsa, right? Or kisuf. Right, we say nichsufa. We say nidin nefesh. Nichsufa, nichsafti. Leros beherib severus zecha. Right, so kisuf means to yearn to understand. The kesef mishnah. He's kisuf. He yearns to understand the mishnah Torah. That's the kesef mishnah. Nothing to do with money. So says the Ben Yehoyada here. Ayin, if somebody looks, kisuf, it's gonna cause a yearning, and now go one level down. Under the letters kesef, you go one more level down, after kuf is lamed, after samach is ayin, after pei is tzadik. It's lamed and tzadik, and ayin is tzela, the rib. The rib. So ayin, right, yet ayin, if you look, he says, kesef, it'll cause you to have a taiva and a yearning tsela for women who is nivres ben atzela from the rib. Lermos, kimin ha'ayim yil adam kisov ratzalomar taiva betzela, zu isha. Okay? That's the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai. Yeah. Good. Vaiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbanah, lo Kasha. You answer the steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about, hear her here by Misa, but he is worried by Isha Sota, but the Rabbanan of the opposite Shitas, and he didn't answer that stira. El Amarava, so let me add on. Rebuda, Lokasha, Kiddisha Ninan. Rebuda, there's no stira in Rebuda, as was answered already. The Rabbanan, Nami Lokasha, the Rabbanan also have no stira. Amar Kroka, the Pazak says, Vinivasru Kol Hanashim, all the women will be taught, Velo Sasena Kizima Schena, and they will not do like their Zima. Pasuk in Yechezkel, they will not do like their Zima, meaning there's a message of teaching the other women when it comes to the Isha Sota. That's why we are not worried, even though we are might be somewhat worried about Hever, but there's an overriding principle of trying to embarrass her so that other women learn. Hacha in l'cha yisr gadol mizeh. Right, so the message is to teach. So by an Isha Sota, how do we teach? By embarrassing her. Because she's going to drink the water and she might go free. They'll say, oh, look, nothing happened. Or maybe schus tola, as the Mishnah says in Sota, that she has some type of schus that the water won't be bodik her right away. So over there, how do we teach? By embarrassing her. Here, you know how we teach? Because we're killing her. You don't have to do anything else. You have to do anything else besides the fact that this is a message for others. So therefore, there's no reason that we have to be mevayisher anymore. The Gemara says, v'chitem aleve beitarti. Why not? Do both. Teach by killing her and by embarrassing her by taking the ksus off. So the Gemara, there's no need to, because there's a counter pressure as well. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Kra, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, bro lo misa yafe. No, it's better to kill her with her clothes on, because it's more manilish to it's drachei darchei noam ve'hafta recha kamocha. When you're killing her, do it in a proper way that she is not embarrassed. Below tivazeyu, the Tosas notes here doesn't say it beferish, but underlying Tosas's little question in Bro Lo Misa Yafe is a note that most places in Shas, ve'hafta recha kamocha comes up in a number of places in Shas, and almost all the places is this Gemara of Bro Lo Misa Yafe in some way. Kill him nicely. Kill them with their clothes on. That's v'yahavta recha kamocha. Or this, or that. So it comes up in one or two other places. But they're very minimal, backhanded ways of quoting v'yahavta recha kamocha. Make sure you see your wife before you marry her. V'yahavta recha kamocha. You don't want to think she's ugly and not be able to get along with her, and therefore you might come to divorce her, and it'll be a violation of v'yahavta recha kamocha. That's v'yahavta recha kamocha. What kind of backhanded usages are these of v'yahavta recha kamocha? So that's behind Tosef's question a little bit. Tosef says, Yesh b'farshim. Mishum, what does it say? And therefore, like the Rambam uses it in Hilchas Avel, the Rambam says, Nichum Avelim, and Biker Cholim, and Achrasas Kalo, all those are part of Avel Recha Kamocha. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Rambam says, the Gatosva says, Yesh Mefarshim, Mishum Dlerecha Kamocha Lo Shayach Mechayim, Dachayecha Kodbin. Because really, deep down, says Tosva, it's impossible. It's impossible after Recha Kamocha. Because after all, Chayecha Kodbin. Your life comes before your friend's life. What did Tosas quote? Tosas is quoting the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Samach Meis. It was on a Shabbos, so we never got to discuss it. We'll discuss it now a little bit. The Gemara there quotes, well-known machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petura. Says the Gemara, two people are in a desert and they only have one canteen. One canteen of water, two people. If they both drink half of it, they're both going to die. But if one of them drinks it all, so then he'll live and the other guy will die. Magia liyishuv. Right? So what's the halacha? You split it up, or one guy drinks it. Darash ben petura. Mutav sheyishtu shneihem v'yamusu v'alyira echad mehem b'misas shel chaveiro. Ben petura says, you got to split it. But one guy is going to drink it over the other one. So you split it. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid v'chai achicha imach chayecha kolon l'chayecha vercha. If it's yours, if it belongs to both of you, if you find it at the same time, then you might have to split it. But if it's yours, chayecha kolon. That's the halacha. It's Tosfos. In chayim chayecha kolon. So you know when you another rechamocha can only mean b'achar miso, when you're killing somebody. When you're killing somebody, okay, do it in a proper way. That is the first day of Tosfos, and then Tosfos, and this relates to The Ramban on the Pasuk in Kedosh, V'yahavta recha kamocha, the Ramban says, V'yatam v'yahavta recha kamocha, haflaga. It's interesting, the Ramban doesn't quote the Tosas. He says it's an exaggeration. Why? Ki lo yikabel leif ha'adam, she'yehov es chaveiro ka'ahavaso es nafsho. Usually we don't say the Torah is not meduyak. The Torah is exactly meduyak. But the Torah says, V'yahavta recha kamocha, like you. The Ramban says it's impossible. I have to do what to him like I do for myself. The Ochik Far Barbi Akiva Valime Chayecha Kovin. He doesn't go to Tosfos. He quotes the same Gemara. I'm sorry. So, but he must have Tosfos in mind. Ella Mitzvah Torah. What does he mean? Sheyev Chaveiro Bechol Inyan Kaasher Yev Asnavsho Bechol Atov. Says the Ramban, the most you can do is whatever good I want happen to myself, I should want to happen to my friend. I love myself more. And Halacha says I have to do more for me. That's the Halacha. But, says the Ramban, what does v'yahavta recha kamocha mean? All the good things I want to happen to myself, I want to wish that for my friend as well. I want simchas for me, I want simchas for my friend. I want money for me, I want this for me, I want this for my friend too. That's what it means. But that is, because b'chaim, it's really somewhat difficult, impossible, and against halacha, somewhat. V'yesh b'farshim, but then Tosfos says, the other day is because it says, lo sikim v'lo sitar, earlier in the pasuk is nekama. And then, so maybe that's where the Gemara darches it from, in a context where you're taking somewhat of an akama against the person, because it's a misa, you're killing them, they deserve it, it's an akama that Bezin's allowed to take, and should take, it's a mitzvah, so that's where we find the pasuk, aviyahavta l'recha kamocha. But either way, maybe that's why it's found in such a limited way in the Gemara.
Isn't that true that the Tanakama and Sota is the same as Chachamim?
Right, so you could always say that. Two Chachamims. The Chachamim here and the Chachamim there.
It's a Tanakama. It's specifically...
So any anonymous, we always, where it does that, if it's anonymous, we'll call it the Chachamim, unless we could say, it's this Shita, and then they could argue. But the Gemara is assuming that. Look, if we can, we can. We tried. Continues the Gemara. Lema Rav Nachman Tanahi. So is this a Machlokas Tanaim? Brolam Misa Yafe? Should we say that one Tana argues and says, no, we don't have to worry about that, and therefore you can put him to death, even without... Not clothed. Lo, the kuli amis to the Rav Nachman. Oh, both really hold like Rav Nachman. Bahaka baka miflagi. They both say we want to make it a better death. The question is, which is the better death? Haka baka miflagi. Mar savar bizyone de inish adifale tve minicha de gufe. One opinion says that being mivuze, embarrassing a person, is a worse value, meaning it's worse for the person than the comfort of his body, meaning even though he's going to be killed in a slower fashion, it'll be a little more painful with clothes on, still he'd rather not be embarrassed. He'll take the pain. A person will take the pain so as not to be embarrassed. So therefore, it's better not to embarrass him, so you should keep your clothes on. That's the bro lo misa yafe. And the other opinion says, no, mar sovra nicha degufa adav mi bizyone. It's better to be... go quicker. Better to go quicker. Why not? I care about my embarrassment at that moment. So it's better to go quicker. Sorry?
Ask him.
So could a person think clearly at that time? We just give him a cup to drink, right? We had that on Shabbos. You give him a kos. Right? I saw one of the Achronim say, by the way, on Shabbos, the only kos that you see, you lift up the kos and you say, Lamisa. Set of lachayim. That's the only toast you give it to him before they. So one of the achronim, Magar Slayam, quotes it. But that's a machlokas. I don't think a person could be asked and be trusted, right? I think it's butla daito, whatever Bezdin assumes is in person's mind. That is the brorlo misa yafe. Another Shvus Yaakov. Interesting Shvus Yaakov that quotes our Gemara. Shvus Yaakov again has a tshuva. Bishas Adavar Bar Minon. The case occurred again in the 1700s. Shetzivu Asrara Haybachas and Makomosh Likbru Ames Bekfaras Avosav Shish Ba'ir. The halacha was, the authority said, all of a sudden they made a halacha, that you weren't allowed to bury the people in the cemetery where their family was. Imlo Shishbachalav Sid La'achel. They made a halacha, the cemetery must have been somewhat near the city. And the authorities made a rule, if you want to bury your niftar in this cemetery, you have to pour something on them that will make the putrefying process go quicker. And then it won't smell as much, then you can bury. If not, you have to bury them in the forest, like miles away. That was the halacha. The question is, were they allowed to do this? Was this nivel ames, that they were allowed to pour this onto their beloved one's body, Rahman al-Islam, instead of burying them out in the cemetery? So he says... I don't know about this exactly, but there's a Chuvah Rashba that sheds light on this. What does the Rashba say? What's the Rashba? Simin Shin Shlamach Tes. Mishat Sivim Shas Ptirasa Shiisu Ozal Kibrei Avosa. Somebody was supposed to be buried in his family plot, and on the day that he was supposed to be buried in his family plot, there was some ones, and they had to bury him where he died, whatever the case was. And now the children want to do Pinu Hames, they want to do Likud Atzamos. They want to exhume the body to take him to Kever Avos. This is a big sugi. We discussed this months ago, sometime last year. So, the question is, are they allowed to do that? But because if they exhume the body, it will be disgusting. They won't be able to exhume the body properly and carry the body to the Kever Avos. They want to know if they could put the entire body in sid, in a type of lime, also similarly to help the Ichol HaBasar happen quicker. That's the question of the Rashba. So, the Rashba says, Tshuva, kol ki hasha osin la'achal abasar mehera kedei liso aso lamakam shetziva mutter. It's mutter, says the Rashba. Because the greater covet is to have you in kever avos. The greater covet is to have the nifter in kever avos. She'ein kamishim bizayon, ve'ein kamishim tzara. And then he quotes, ein b'sara meis margish b'izemel. The margish, right, there's no pain. You don't feel any pain afterwards. The issue of leaking atzavah is not because of pain, says the Rashba. Orev la'adam lios nikbar etzal avosav. So says the Shuvos Yaakov. You see Mufurish. There's no pain, and you can do it. And then the Rashba, and then he says, but 1 minute, there are many sources that say, the Rashba obviously knows Gemaras, and there's some Gemaras that say, you feel pain after Ichalaba, after Misa. The Rashba must mean that, no, the person is willing to go through the pain after Misa, because he wants to be buried in Kever Avos, and he's mochel on it. And there wouldn't be a problem with that because you look at the greater good. And then he says, "V'kahaygavna matzinu b'shas Sanhedrin daf memhei." That what the bizyone de inish adifale mitzare de gufa, being embarrassed is worse than pain. And therefore, here too, being embarrassed in terms of clothes in argamar, but being embarrassed, not being buried in kever avos, is a tremendous bizayon. And therefore, one would be able to do it. And therefore, in this case, you don't want to be buried them in the forest. You don't know the animals are going to get them there in the forest. So therefore, one is allowed to do this. Rachman al-Aslan, in this type of situation, where you need to either, in the Rashba's case, to move the body, or in the Shvus Yaakov's case, to pour something on the body in order to be able to bury it in kever avos. Good. Says the next Mishnah. We still haven't connected this daf to Erev Pesach. We will. Don't worry. Ezrat Hashem. What? Hagadim lo yagid v'nasav no. Okay, Hagada. Okay, that's a, come on, that's a stretch. Okay, says the Mishnah, we got something better. Beis Haskila, Hayagova Shtei Komos. The Beis Haskila was two stories high. Why? So that, and then you put, we said yeah, in the past, first there's Tchia, you push him off, and then you stone him. Echmana Edim Dochu Al Masnav, one of the witnesses, push him, Al Masnav, onto his loins. Nefach Alibo, if he turned over onto his heart, Hofchu Al Masnav, you turn him over, because it's more embarrassing if he's on his back. V'yemeis Bayatz, if he died, just because of the fall, Yotze, you're Yotze the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Right, Dalad Mises Bez is a mitzvah. Machlokas, Rama Ramban. Do you count it as one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? But either way, it's a mitzvah. So you yotze the mitzvah. The imla, but if not, a sheni notal seven. The second aid takes a stone, but also a libo, and puts it on him and tries to kill him that way. Yemez ba yatza, the imla, riki maso b'chol Yisrael. And if not, then all the Jews get into the action. Shenemar yadho edim tia bobori shanala hamiso, v'yad kal ha'am ba'achrona. And remember, what we're discussing over the next couple of weeks, this is all hardly ever happened. It hardly ever happened. Right? We're talking about all this, putting people to death. Hardly ever happened. 7 years, 70 years. But also remember what type of person we're talking about. We're talking about a time when there's a Sanhedrin. And all the Klai Yisrael is following the Torah. And there are Kudiv, there's a Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. There are Nisim Gluyim in the Beis HaMikdash. There are 10 Nisim that happen every day. And there's somebody that's still in that society, in that world, says, I want to go against God. And he's warned. And we say, if you do this, you're going to be killed because you're going against Hashem and it's a Chil Hashem. And he says, I don't really care. I'm doing this anyway. And we know the person is sane. And we know the person is doing it out of his own free will. And all of that, that's the person that we're putting to death. That's the person. There are two witnesses watching who in their right mind would do that knowing that they'll be killed. So again, this is very, very rare, but that's the context here. But it's fascinating that it came up on Shabbos also that who does the first step? The witnesses. The witnesses themselves put the guy to death. Says the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. This is later on in the seventh parak. Says the Rambam. Lefisha oso hadavar etzlam emes shehisiguhu bichushehem. They saw it. Who etzlenu sipur dvarim she'en anu yodim elamasha shamanu mehem. We trusted the witnesses, but we didn't see it. Ein adom shmiel reiya lefichach tziva Hashem yizbarach sheyu ha'edim memunin al ha'inyan v'zehu inyan no'eh. Right, says the Rambam. It's only fitting that the witnesses themselves, who know it for sure, they're the ones that carry it out. They're the ones that start the process because they got to be clear, and that's what we use in part of the ayom, in part of the being ma'ayim the edim. We say to them, you know what? You're gonna pull the trigger. You're gonna push them off the roof. You're sure about this? It's part of the fear, though, the fear that we put into the witnesses that they're gonna be the ones. continues the Gemara, Tana v'komish shelo harikan shalosh, and also the person himself is an amahai, so therefore it's about three amos he goes from. We've been in kulei hai. You need such a height to put the person to death. V'atanya v'raminu. We learned in the Braisa, Baba Kama, Ma Barshu Kdei Lohamis Asar Tvachim, Av Kol Kdei Shalamis Asar Tvachim. A bar has to be 10 Tvachim deep in order to be considered Kdei Lohamis. So you see, 10 Tvachim is all you need. So you get, the Gemara is not machai between animals and people. Right? The Gemara there is talking about Shor and others. The Gemara says,
sorry? It's also a boar versus a cliff.
A boar versus a cliff. So we assume depth is the same. Falling off. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Abdachman Amar Ravu Amar Kra, again. You do it from higher, so that the guy most probably will die. He dies quicker, and therefore, that is Misa Yafa. Okay, so then you want to just put him up on the 100th floor. Right? Mishum de Minville. No, then it'll become disgusting. By the time he gets down, it'll smash into pieces, so therefore you don't want that either. That's also not a Misa Yafa.
It's not very much. It's not very high. It's really a couple of
amos. Right, 6 feet. Right, 6 feet, so it's not too high. So again, you gotta have a balance of being high, and that's what it says. If not. Echem and Edom Doch, one of the Edom get it, push him. How do you know that these are psukim by Harsinai? Going up to Harsinai? Right, they'll be punished if they go to Harsinai. How do you know, Shebitchia, that you push him, that you first you push him? Tamalomar, Yaro, you throw him off. Uminai, Shebitchia, Tamalomar, Sakol. Uminai, Shebitchia, Ubitchia, how do you know that you do both? Tamalomar, Sakol, Sakol, O Yaro, Yare. So how do you know if you don't have to do both? If he buys the tchia, you're yotzei. Tamalomar, o yaro yare. It's o. Good. Uminai shafal doros. Kane, how do you know that's not just a halacha on Harsinai, but it's also the doros? Tamalomar, sakol, yisakel. Future tense. Yisakel. V'im lav. And if not, if he didn't die by the fall, then the second aid takes the evan and puts it on him. No tell. He takes the evan. Shimon Elazar Omer. Shimon Elazar says, evan haisasham. Masu shtei b'nei adam. There was a big stone there that was the weight of, that was the burden. You needed two people to hold it. Notla v'nosa alibo. And then you take it and put it on his heart. It meis b'yatsa. So you see, you need two people, not just one person. Not just the aid himself. So where I said, 1 second, this whole statement has an inner contradiction. It's the weight of the burden of two people, notes law, that's singular, that he takes it, as alibo. So Ella, what must the Brisa, this statement mean? Demadli law bahadi chavre, you get your friend to help you lift it up, because sometimes you have a very heavy load that you can't lift up yourself, you need two people to help you lift it, but once it's in your hands, then you can do whatever you want with it by yourself. Vishadi le yuhu, but only he throws it, ki hechi de tesi mirazia, so that it goes mirazia with force, with power, with aim, because if two people try to throw something, then it usually one person is throwing it, and the other person is holding back. You know, throw them. One, two, three. Even if you count together, it's still not going to be the exact same second. So it's better if one person throws it. So two people help lift up the stone, but one person eventually throws it. V'yam lav, rigimaso b'chol dover. And if not, he didn't die, everybody gets into the act. If that didn't work. All of Klal Yisrael. V'atanya me'ol moshana ba'adam. What do you mean? We have a brisa that says nobody ever made it past the second aid. Second aid, that was it. Nobody made it past the second aid. The Gemara says, you're right. Mi kamina to Ovid. To Yimitzrach kamina. We didn't say that it happened. If it would ever happen, this is the halacha. This is the halacha if need be. Omar Mar. Eben Isa of Achulu, the Brisa up above, just said that there was a stone there. V'atanya. There was a stone there? Like Miyadim Yamima. There was always this same stone that was used to kill people. Is that true? V'atanya. Achas Eben Sheniska Ba. V'achas Shenitzla Alav. Whether it's a stone, the stone that was used to do skila. Whether it was a tree that was used to hang the person. V'echad Saif Sheneherag Bo. V'echad Sud or Shenechnach Bo. The sword, the handkerchief. Kula Nikbarani Mo. They're all buried with the person. They're buried with the person. So you see, there wasn't an Eben Haisa, so it sounds like there was a stone that was always there. Gemara says, "Lo tzricha demisakni umaisiach rini chilufayo." Yeah, there was always a new stone. They brought a new stone there just to have, if need be. Says the Gemara, "Nikbarini mo v'atanya ain't nikbarini mo." What do you mean? The Brisa says that he's not. It's not buried with him. Amar Papa, my imo bitfusa so. No, it means near him, bitfisa, within the Dalanamas. The Dalanamas is not buried mamish with the person, but it's buried near the person. Says the Margolius Hashas, and I wasn't even looking for this. Says the Margolius Hashas here, quoting Rav Avram Yehuda Wertheimer, Mikan yesh limso remez. Lamasha sarfin ba'es bir chametz gamas haner shebadku bo. From here is a remez that during bir chametz you burn everything that was involved in the process. Ki haner machapes chametz l'sarfo v'uksas domil la'evin sheniskal bo. And it's similar to the stone that was used in the process and the sudar, the candle, right, that was used in the process. Right? In halachic terms, it comes out, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha that if you don't find any chametz, if you don't find any chametz to burn, if you don't have any chametz to burn, use the spoon and the feather that you use to look for the chametz so you don't forget Torah Sreifas chametz. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. So, out of that, expanded the minhag of even if you find the chametz. Even if you find chametz, you burn the candle on the spoon and you know, you might have chametz on it. But here he quotes, maybe it's a remez to this, that everything that you use in the process, chametz, you're wiping out, you're destroying the chametz. Just like you, uvi'arta harami kerbecha. It's also a biur. It's also a biur. He doesn't quote that. Umikan, yesh lozim musar haskel, shakola, right, he quotes, says that's biur chametz. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Erev Pesach daf. Rav Meir Shapiro does it again. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Nikto yado eidem pater. Shmuel says, if one of the witnesses, subsequent to the whole case, got their hand chopped off, Rachmana Litzlan pater, then the guy walks scot-free. Unbelievable. My time, debi'ina yado eidem tiyabo barishona v'leka. Because the eidem have to be the first. Yad ha'edim, and if you can't. Elamayat ha'edim gidmin, d'mei karach nami d'psili. What, so you want to tell me that if an aid doesn't have an arm, he can't testify? Because he's not going to be able to put the guy to death? Why isn't he listed by all the psulim? So the guy says, no. There's a difference between if he never had an arm versus if he had an arm and it got chopped off. Shiny hasam to amakra, yad ha'edim, shahaisa kfar. If the aid has a hand, he has to still have the hand. If he never had a hand, then Rashi uses the beautiful lashon, Zuhi Yad Shelahem. If he never has a hand, so his stump is his hand. Right? This is a big sugya in terms of Hilchos Tfilin. Hilchos Tfilin. If somebody doesn't have an arm, if somebody has a cast on their entire arm, so they can't put their tfilin on, you know, what if you're a righty? Do you put it on the right arm? Is that better? Right? If you could get the box on the real arm, that's what you gotta get on. Right, the straps are all are secondary. As long as you get the box on, you put the box on. You need somebody else to help. Somebody to help. This is a big sugya in Hilchos Tefillin. Let's say the Shvus Yaakov also has a shuva. Let's say somebody only has one arm. Is that his right arm is stronger and his weaker arm? So it's important sugya to be aware of. So Meisve says the Gemara, Kol Makom Sheyedu Shnayim, any place where any time when the two aid and testify, V'yomer Meidin on a Bish Ploni Shining Badin Bebez Din Ploni. If two people come to court and say so and so had a Gemara Din in the other court, Uploni Ploni Edom, and these two aid more is aidin. Harizei Yaharig. So what do you see? You see the two witnesses don't even have to be in court to put the guy to death. Reuven and Shimon could come to court and say, could come to Beis Din Yerushalayim and then say, you know what? In Tel Aviv, this guy had a Gemara Din and an Eish Chayav Misa. And the Beis Din Yerushalayim puts him to death. So what do you mean? You see, you don't need that. Yad HaEdim. The Edim aren't even there. So the Gemara says, Tirgam HaShmuel, Behenein Edim. Yeah, they are there. It's the same witnesses. They say, we're the Edim that were in Tel Aviv that put him to death. Umi bein and kraki the kasiv. Okay, now we expand the sugya a little bit. Do you need the pasik? Do you always take psukim literally? V'hatanya, mosi masa hamaker rotzeachu. If somebody commits murder, he kill him. Ainli b'misak suvabo. This is only by the misa that's written by him. Minayin sheimata yata yochal misa b'misak suvabo. How do you know that if you can't put a rotzeach to death in the misa that is written by him, shatama miso, meaning sayif, shatama miso b'chamisha yata yochal miso, that you're allowed to put him to death in any way possible? Tomalomer, let's say bezin, I don't know, they can't find their sayif. They can't find something there. The guy runs out of court. You got to stop him. So Tamalomer, Mosi Yumasamaka Mikol Makom. So what do you see? What does the Brisa say? That you don't have to take the pasuk literally, right? However, you can put him to death. You put him to death. So where it says Shiny Hasam, no, there is different. Why to Amakra Mosi Yumas? It's a double lashon. It means in any way. I v'ligmar minei. So what do you learn from there? That you don't take pasukim literally. Mishum Davi wrote Seich v'gol Adam sheksuven aban ke'echad. Because there's two pasukim that both teach me the same halacha. And v'chol sheksuven aban ke'echad emalamtin. What's the rule? If you have two pasukim that teach me something, it must be that the Torah is telling me only by these two pasukim. Oh, these two contexts, and not elsewhere. Rotze, where are these two psukim? Rotzeach Adam, and we already said Rotzeach. Goal Adam, where do you see the Goal Adam? Not literal. The Tanya. Goal Adam, Yamisas HaRotzeach. But it says that a Goal Adam should kill the Rotzeach. The Goal Adam is the one. Is this talking about Shogeg or Mazid? It's a discussion. Mitzvah, right, only a Mazid or a Shogeg outside of the Ari Miklat. Rashi says it's Shogeg outside of Ari Miklat. Other Rishonim say he's only talking about Mazid. Mitzvah b'gol adam. It's a mitzvah for the gol adam to do it. How do you know if there is no gol adam? That Bezdin appoints somebody to kill him. Shenemar b'figo bo b'chol makom. Right, b'figo is the yedarshin. B'figo bo, and the Rashash says, it's b'figo bo hu yamis. The extra two words teach me that it's with anybody. So you see from there, two psukim, rotzeach and ir miklat, don't take the psukim literally, and therefore, shtiksun and bank echad ein malamdin. Continues the Gemara. Amalei, there's more to talk about here by Rotzeach, but we got to move on. Amalei, Makshisha, Breder of Chisel or Ravashi, Umi Lo Bina Krakid the Kasiv. What? The other, generally, you don't take Psukim literally? Fatnan. But the Mishnah says, by Ben Sora Mora, Haya Echel Mehem Gidim, if one of the parents is a Gidim, is lame, O Elame, or he's mute, O Chiger, O Suma, O Cherish, O blind, or mute, and not Ben Sora Mora, any of these, for the parents, the child does not become Ben Sora Mora, Shnemar, the Tufsu Bo, Velo Gidmin, they have to grab him, they both have to have arms, Votsi, O So, Velo Chigrin, they have to walk outside and take him, he has to have legs, the Umru, Velo Ilman, they can't be mute, Benenu ze v'lo suma. They have to point to their son. Einenu shomea b'koleinu v'lo chershin. He doesn't listen to our voices, and they can't be deaf, and they can't be mute. My time. Oh, la mishu debein and krakid the kasif. Isn't this all because you need psukim literally? Take the psukim literally. So where's it low? Shiny awesome. Tukule kray yaseirahu. The whole pasuk is extra there. So therefore, that's what Yadarsha is not a question of literal versus figurative. Tashma, finishing up. Next, Bryce, to try to prove, do we take psukim literally or not? Pasuk by Irani Dachas. The pasuk says that we put all of the property into the street. Ein lo rechov. Let's see, there is no rechov. There is no street in the city. Ein nasas Irani Dachas. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rishmal says, so there's no irani, you don't make it into an irani dachas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein la rechov, Osan la rechov. You build a rechov. Adagan lo pligyal de marsav rechov de meikar be inon. And all the machalkas here is, one says that you need a street always. U marsav rechov de hashtanami, kid de meikar adami. Even if you build a street now, it's as if it was always there. Aval de kuli alma being a crock at the kasa, but everybody agrees you need a street. So don't you see you take the pasuk literally? So the answer is the Gemara, Tanoihi, you're right, it's really a Machlokas Tanoim. So you don't have to say, Bon Kechad, just say it's Machlokas Tanoim. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, in Mesechas Negoyim, Ein lo bohen yad bohen regel, if a person who has saras does not have a thumb, a big toe, or a big finger, ozen yamanis, or an earlobe, or an ear, Ein lo tar alamis. So you can never become tar. Because the halacha is, in the tara process, Pashas Besara, you have to sprinkle the oil and the blood onto the right ear, big toe, etc. And if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. Reb Lazar Omer, no sonoma come of a yotze. You know, just put it in the spot where it's supposed to be. And Reb Shimon Omer, no sonoma small of a yotze. Put it on the left one. So you see, even if it's, you don't take it literally, it's still okay. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem, and we'll continue. Bez Hashem, the plan is the first day of Cholamoid, Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday, what time is Minyan? Cholamoid? 7:45. Let's call it for 7. 7 o'clock. Daf at 7 o'clock on Wednesday and Thursday, 7:45 davening.